Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Don't judge a book by its cover is how the adage goes. That is especially true with The Other Woods. By looking at the book, just the title of it, you think, okay, it's about some spooky happenings. You got a kid on the cover with a cat around their neck, standing in front of some spooky woods with yokai and ghosts who are about to attack them, and it makes it seem like a nice horror or supernatural MG-lit book. Yeah, then you open it up, and you read a little bit about it, and you're like, okay, cool, River's a kid that can see ghosts. Okay, a lot of spectral happenings here. I like scary books. Let's go for it. But then, a couple of pages into the book, you realize that River, the kid on the cover, River just came out as non-binary. And that's cool. I have no issues with that. But the non-binariness is the main point of the book. It's the main focus of the book. The first half of the book, this kid mentions their non-binariness at least every other page. His friend that he meets in the second or third chapter is a girl, and she wants to come out as pansexual, which again is cool. I have no issues with this, but this is more of a book for queer studies or the courage about coming out or LGBTQ audiences than it is a horror book. And the cover, as well as the verbiage inside the jacket, it bills itself as a horror book or something that's good for scary kids who want to read a nice horror, age-appropriate book. And that's the other thing that's wrong with The Other Woods. It's not even that scary of a book. When they get to the aforementioned forest where the yokai and the ghosts live, all of the ghosts and monsters are just called the monster. I mean, River hooks up with another ghost who maybe is trying to help him, maybe isn't. And he keeps going back. River, I dead-named him, sorry. Oh, that's the other thing. The ghosts in the forests aren't as scary as the teacher who dead-named River in class. And as a teacher, I just had to laugh at that because I have not done this. I don't have teacher friends who have done this. I've got kids who have suddenly come out as non-binary and you just call them by their new name. It's not my business. But this book is your business if you're going to read it saying, I want a good scary book that's going to be awesome for fifth graders and up, that's going to be a little scary, but we know age appropriate. This is not scary. Basically, it's an MG-lit acceptance book that is wearing the cloak of a horror robe. So it's going to be a good book if you're down with the LGBTQ audience or you're looking for a book about acceptance. Otherwise, you horror people and you scary book people, just steer clear of The Other Woods.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.